talking to Wimpy in a low, serious voice. In the back seat sits Chucha, arms crossed, glaring at the storefront. All I can think of is what Mommy sometimes says to Lucinda when my older sister makes a face. If looks could kill. We begin decorating the house to welcome the baby Jesus. One Sunday, we drive out to the beach and cut down a small sea grape tree, paint it white, and hang it with our lights that look like nose droppers filled with colored water. We place the olive wood creche from Bethlehem, which was blessed by the Pope, under the tree, and hang the lighted-up Santa face on the wall beside the portrait of El Jefe by the front door. Sometimes Poppy pauses as he walks by, the reddish light illuminating his tense face. But it isn't Santa he's staring at with a fierce, if looks could kill, look in his eyes. The night of Nochebuena, Mommy and Poppy throw a small rooster party, which will last till the wee hours when the cocks start to crow. They invite a few friends over, including the Washburns and Oscar's parents, the Mancinis. Oscar's mother, Doña Marina, has recently joined the Canasta group, and during one of the games, Mommy and she have discovered that they are related. They use the back of the score pad to sketch a whole forest of family trees. It's such a distant connection that I hope Oscar won't bring up our being kissing cousins at school. Before everyone arrives, there's a special call from Nueva York. This time, it isn't just Mamita and Papito or one of the uncles on the other end. Everyone is gathered together at my grandparents', and one by one, we take the phone and shout, Feliz Navidad! As if it were volume and not the cable at the bottom of the sea that carried our voices over the miles. When my turn comes, Mommy reminds me to mind what I say, but she doesn't have to worry.